Welcome to the Maranatha Moment with Pastor Kevin Bartlett, your radio connection to the Maranatha Baptist Church in Charleston, West Virginia. I am your host, Dr. Tim Holtzclaw. We pray that this moment will be a helpful start to your Sunday morning. Get your Bibles ready as Pastor comes with our message. But first, listen to the Maranatha Baptist Church Choir as they sing, "Look for Me Around the Throne."
Good morning, friends, and thank you again for joining with us today on this edition of the Maranatha Moment, and we are delighted to have you with us today. I am often asked what the unusual name of our church means, Maranatha. I'm delighted to be the pastor of Maranatha Baptist Church, and that word comes right out of the scriptures from the 16th chapter of the book of 1 Corinthians, where the Bible says, "If any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema," that word means cursed, "let him be anathema." And then the next word is a proclamation. It's the word Maranatha. The word Maranatha simply means the Lord is coming. The Bible teaches us that one day Jesus Christ will come back and take all believers out of this world. We call that the rapture of the church. And there is an unction given and instruction given to us throughout the New Testament to be watchful and to be ready for the coming, the returning of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that simple word encapsulates that. It was used as a greeting, a salutation, or a word of departure and in encouragement to say, Maranatha. In other words, don't forget, the Lord is coming back. The Lord is returning. Well, we know this principle from the Word of God is given to us in many places. In the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, beginning in verse 16, the Bible says, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. The Lord is coming back. The Bible declares it. Several years ago, a movie producer, James Cameron, claims that he found the bones of Jesus in Jerusalem. I don't know whatever became of that story, but I know it cannot be true because there's no bones of Jesus to be found in Jerusalem, in Israel, or anywhere else in the world because Jesus is alive. After he was crucified, he rose from the dead. He was seen by hundreds of people and then ascended up into heaven. And he is alive today. And the Bible tells us that when he ascended, that angels appeared and said to those watching, "This same Jesus, which was taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go." He's coming back. Maranatha, the Lord is returning. And Christians, we are to live with the return of the Lord Jesus Christ on our hearts and in our minds every day. It ought to impact us in some specific ways. We ought to be looking for the Lord's return. The Lord's return with affirmation. Affirmation. The Lord is definitely coming back. It's a fact. He declared he was going to return. In fact, if you don't believe that Jesus is coming again, then you're calling Jesus himself a liar, because Jesus said, "If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." He said later on in John 14:28, "Ye have heard now, I said unto you, I go away and will come again unto you." If you don't believe that Jesus is coming again, then you're calling not only Jesus a liar, you're calling the angels liars. That those angels that said the same Jesus that you've watched ascend up into heaven is going to come back just like you've seen him go there in Acts chapter 1, verse 11. If you do not believe that Jesus is coming again, then you're calling the New Testament a book of lies. The Bible says in 1 John 2:28, "And now little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming." 1 Thessalonians 3:13. To the end, he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. Friends, the Lord is coming back. It is affirmed in the Bible. In fact, there are 329 passages of Scripture that refer to the Lord's return to earth. And of those, 79 are in the pages of the New Testament that specifically refer to the rapture, the return of Christ to take saved people out of this world. It's a fact. It has been affirmed by Jesus. It has been affirmed by the angels. It's been affirmed throughout the New Testament. It's a fact. Jesus is coming again. We deal in a lot of things in our life in this world that are not absolute. The weather certainly is unpredictable. Politics, unpredictable. Sports, unpredictable. The economy, the popularity of people. A hero today is the scapegoat of tomorrow. There's hardly anything that is absolute, but Jesus is the Son of God, and Jesus is God in the flesh, and he is coming back to earth because God will not lie. He's always truthful. He is truth, and we must live in the knowledge that he will do what he has said he will do. It's a fact. Jesus is coming again, and we can be affirmed and give affirmation of that fact. We ought to be looking for the Lord's return not only with affirmation, but also with expectation. Expectation. The Bible declares that he'll come as a thief in the night. A thief doesn't announce when they're coming. And we have to be prepared at home. And with a lot of different technologies now, we can acquire and prepare our homes for what might come our way, because we never know when a thief might strike. Well, Jesus is coming, and no one knows when he's coming. He promised to return, and there's no time frame mentioned. It's imminent. It's imminent. That's what we learn. It could happen at any moment. Jesus taught his disciples to be ready because they would not know when he was coming back. He told them in Matthew 24, "Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. It's going to happen suddenly. It's going to happen without warning. Bible preachers have been sounding the warning that it's coming, but we don't know exactly when. But we know it's true. When we ought to be having, we should be having an expectation that the Lord Jesus could come back today. Oh, what a wonderful day it would be if the Lord came back on this beautiful Sunday morning. Get the picture there in the book of Acts, chapter 1, when Jesus did ascend. After he'd been crucified, after he'd been buried and rose back to life, and he goes to heaven and with a promise of his return. And they didn't know when he was coming back. They expected it just in a matter of days, just turned around right in their lifetime. But no, some time has passed, of course, but the promise still is in effect. And they began adapting this greeting, Maranatha. Maranatha, remember, the Lord is returning. The two Greek words that express that greeting are transgiven into our language in English, Maranatha. We are members, as it were, of the Lord is coming back Baptist Church here at Maranatha. Every time we mention our church, it's a reminder to us that the Lord Jesus is coming back. Don't let the devil rob you of the joy of this great truth. Don't let him use doubt to take away the great expectation that the Lord Jesus is coming. And just because the Lord hasn't returned yet doesn't diminish the fact that he is coming. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35 through 37, cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward, for ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. Listen, the Lord is coming back, and we should live in that expectation. But also, that means we can live with anticipation. Anticipation. The Lord is returning, and what a glorious time that's going to be for all of us. Anticipation of the Christ's return, the Lord Jesus' return to earth, it should encourage us. The Bible says in Titus chapter 2, verse 13, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Anticipating Christ's return should motivate us, because we're all going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ after he returns. We all have to appear and have our lives of service to him evaluated for rewards and for loss of rewards. There's a motivating factor to the imminent return of Jesus Christ. And then as the Bible clearly describes his return, the truth of it, the anticipation of it should comfort us, comfort one another with these words. When the Lord comes back, what a glorious time it's going to be. No more daily battles with Satan, no more wrestling with my old sinful flesh, no more living among people who hate God and the Bible, no more fighting a culture that denies Jesus Christ. Listen, friends, the Lord is coming back. That's a wonderful affirmation. That's a great expectation for all of us, and the anticipation that the Lord could come back today and we would see him face to face. Friend, I hope that you're ready for the Lord Jesus to return. I want to invite you out to the services today where we will continue to talk about the Lord Jesus and his return to earth. Till then, let me say to you, Maranatha, remember, the Lord is returning.
You've been listening to the Maranatha Moment with Pastor Kevin Bartlett, a radio ministry of the Maranatha Baptist Church. We are located just north of Charleston at the Tuppers Creek exit of Interstate 77. If you would like to speak with someone about our church or about the message today, please call us at 304-984-9514. We have folks standing by to take your call this morning. Or visit us online at www.maranathawv.com. We would love to welcome you as our guest for church services today. Our Bible study groups meet at 9:30 a.m., the morning preaching service begins at 10:45 a.m. Our evening service is at 6:30 p.m. If you are unable to attend in person, our services can be viewed online from our website. That's maranathawv.com. I am your host, Dr. Tim Holtzclaw, inviting you to join us next week right here for the Maranatha Moment.